today we get the chance to hear from Robert Rowley. He's an international best-selling author, and he's a financial educator, and he lives in Slovenia. Pretty different episode than a lot of those that we've had before. We talk a lot about taking ownership of your own investing situation, and we hear about Robert's story, how he grew up without a lot of money and was able to run a web development business, software business, for when he was young. He took 5 years and ended up finally making money through his business. Well, the problem was he invested everything, his business profits, with financial experts and gurus, and apparently lost close to all of it. And so he walks us through how he made the mindset shift to take ownership of his own investing situation and what he actually did. He gives us the three steps he took to get educated on investing. And he also does give us some investing tips along the way. And then we hear about how he's grown his own portfolio since rebounding and is able to run this lifestyle business that he has. And sounds like he can work kind of when he wants and takes really nice vacations with his family and is certainly experiencing a lot more financial abundance than he was. So it's a refreshing episode. He's pretty anti financial guru and Wall Street. We talk a good bit about different stocks and crypto and even real estate. He is into real estate investing as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I think it brings a powerful combination of inspiration and practical value and some humor along the way. So enjoy.
From Adversity to Abundance, hosted by entrepreneur and seasoned real estate investor Jamie Bateman, is the ultimate guide for active and passive investors seeking clarity, mental fitness, and the confidence to make inspired decisions in the world of real estate. With a decade plus of investing experience across various niches and a background as a combat veteran, former Army officer, and multi-million-dollar mortgage note company owner, Jamie brings a wealth of knowledge and inspiring stories to each episode. Through weekly episodes featuring insightful interviews with industry leaders and solo explorations of mindset and strategy, listeners will uncover actionable advice and tips to overcome challenges and build lasting financial success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, From Adversity to Abundance is your roadmap to turning obstacles into opportunities and achieving financial freedom.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I am your host, Jamie Bateman, and today we have with us Robert Rowley, who is an international best-selling author and an investing educator. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm great. very, very thankful to be here at this podcast.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Now, where are you joining us from?
So I'm from Slovenia, and I still live in Slovenia. My business is international business. I have clients or members from 73 countries, but I still live in Slovenia. It's a very small country, yeah, just near Italy and Austria. So it's a nice place to live in.
Nice. I know you said it's nighttime there right now, so thank you for taking your evening to spend it with us. We appreciate that. So I know my listener base tends to be real estate investors, residential real estate investors, those who, you know, we're not necessarily anti-stock market, but they're very open to alternative investments and, I guess, taking ownership of your investing and your financial path. And that's a big theme with my show, is just taking ownership of your own situation, right? Whatever it is that we're talking about, but not abdicating that responsibility to someone else, and 100% relying on quote unquote experts. So I feel like that may be something you can speak to, but for the listener who may be unfamiliar with you, Robert, who are you and what are you up to today, and highlight some of the abundance that you're currently living in.
So I am very thankful that I have a total financial and time freedom. I run a lifestyle business. So it's just me and I have two employees in my company, plus some guys that are outsourced. But yeah, it's an amazing time that we are living in because you can run a global business with a very small team. And this kind of business can give you a lot of profits, and also it can give you a lot of time freedom. So this is something that never in the history, this was was this possible. So it's great that now we can run such businesses, and I'm happy that I'm running one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so that sounds really good. I been listening to an audiobook called the what is it? The Art of Spending Money, and a lot of the theme is about, money is a tool and it's important, but it's so easy to get caught up in the kind of scaling and going bigger, and that doesn't often lead to
I
happiness necessarily.
also, yeah, I could scale quite a lot, but I don't know. I decided that I am very happy with my customer base currently. And I am expanding, but not I'm not like working 24 hours per day to expand my business. I love to be with my family. I love to be with kids. I don't want them to grow without a father or a father that is nonstop working nonstop. So yeah, they see that I'm working, that I'm working hard, but I also have a lot of time for them. So
Yeah,
this
it's
is very, very important that you have this kind of balance.
right. And at least think through that for yourself, right? And for your family, and whether you what do you want, right? Because it's very easy as an entrepreneur to get caught up in, more is better and scaling is better. I don't know if
Well, if
that's
you are this kind of if you are that kind of person, it's perfectly okay. You
sure.
just need to look into yourself and decide what do you want to do. And something that is good for me is not good for somebody else. So you need to find your own path, and yeah, that's it.
Well, talk to us. I know it wasn't always that way, because I know the financial side of things and investing is your forte, and that's obviously been a huge your the success you've had there has been a huge factor in allowing you to have this lifestyle business where it sounds like you can pick and choose somewhat when you want to work, how much you want to work. But I know it wasn't always that way. So talk to us about your story and the beginnings, and I don't think you were living in as much financial abundance a while ago. So tell us about your story.
I was growing up in when I was growing up, Slovenia was still part of the communist bloc, and we never had money. We were always struggling when I was growing up. I can still remember my father. He had this Jimi Hendrix hairstyle, and he was a very tough guy. And whenever I asked him for something when I was a teenager, the reply was always the same: "Robert, we cannot afford it. Money doesn't grow on trees." And that was the story of my teenage years. And maybe that was also the reason why I always had these big dreams. I wanted to become someone. I wanted to become wealthy. This was maybe a motivation for me to get out of this kind of life and to really start living a life that that is an amazing life. So when I was a student, I started my own company from scratch in a student dorm. And after like 5 years of hard work, this company finally started to produce quite a lot of profits. And at that time, it was like I was in heaven. I couldn't believe that I'm making all that money. At that time, my business was a web design business. Internet was all the rage at that time. This was around the year 2000. And yeah, I learned how to code a bit, how to create websites, and that was my business. And I earned a lot of money, but I at that time, I knew that I should invest a part of the money that I'm making, but I didn't know how. I was totally financially illiterate. So at that time, I trusted financial advisors.
Sure.
And year after year, I gave them all my business profits, and they were investing that money for me. And I was happy. And then, after several years of doing that, me and my wife, Sarah, we had a conversation, and she said, "Robert, I know that you trust these guys, but maybe just let's check what is happening with all that money and where we stand financially." So
Sure.
I ordered all these account statements. And when the envelopes arrived, it was like, "What? Are there some zeros missing?"
Wow.
Money that I worked hard to earn
Right.
was mostly gone.
Well, I was going to say just quickly, 5 years, just to jump back briefly, 5 years at that age is a really long time. So I mean, so that's a lot of time and effort, it sounds like, that you put in, to getting to that point. So it's not like it was just handed to you on a
No, it
silver
was not like
platter.
an overnight success. It's
Right.
never an overnight success.
No.
And it was really depressing, that period of time for me, because you are working hard, you are
Right.
making a lot of money, and then
Right.
everything just
So these
disappears.
were financial advisors in Slovenia or in the US
Yeah,
or?
in
Okay,
Slovenia,
I
I
assume.
had also one international
Okay.
money
Gotcha.
manager and so on. But of course, they put my money into high fee products where they were making a lot of fees, and I was making very little. They also put some of my money into short term speculative trading, forex trading, and stuff like this. I didn't know that this is a bad thing or this is a stupid thing at that time. Like I said, I was totally financially illiterate.
Sure.
And they made a lot of money with all that, but
But you didn't.
I was left with some breadcrumbs,
Wow.
and that was a real like fall from grace for me. And that was the moment when I decided that I need to learn how to invest on my own, that
Okay.
I cannot trust the Wall Street guys.
Right.
I cannot trust financial advisors. I need to learn how to do it. I need to take a look behind the scenes of the financial industry and see what is happening with my money.
Yeah.
And that was the start of my journey,
So
where
paint a
I started
picture
to learn.
at that point for us. When you decided to take ownership of your financial and investing, life basically. How old were you, and what were your kind of living conditions and personal circumstances at
Yeah.
that point?
So I was still okay because my business was running and it was still profitable. The only problem was that I became depressed and I lost motivation to work because of all that problems
Sure.
with investing. But my business was still okay, was still healthy, and that is, I didn't become homeless or something, I was
Sure.
still okay financially.
Yeah.
And at that time I was also lucky that I was working with Brian Tracy. This is a very famous guy in the personal development field.
Right.
Author, and he was my good friend at that time because
Oh,
we
wow.
invited him to Slovenia, to my country, to speak at our seminars three
Okay.
times. And I was lucky that I had all these problems right when we had the first seminar with him. And after that seminar, I asked him if we can go to dinner together because I have all of these issues.
Yeah.
And I spilled out all these problems at the
Yeah.
dinner. And then Brian Tracy said something that totally changed my life.
Which was?
Robert, it doesn't matter how much you earn. All that matters is if you have the skills to manage your money and to invest it. And at that moment, I realized I don't have these skills. I blindly trust the financial industry.
Right.
So that was the moment when I made this decision for me
Yeah.
to start learning,
Gotcha. I
to
want to,
take ownership,
yeah, exactly. Which is a
of,
theme of our show, is taking ownership of your situation, your financial situation, in particular. But I want to highlight something that you probably, it may be easy to gloss over, is that you said, I was lucky to have all of these problems when you were meeting with Brian Tracy. But just the way that was framed is, I'm guessing at the time you weren't thinking, oh, I'm really lucky to have all of these problems. But in hindsight, what you're saying is you're lucky that, well, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you're saying that you're lucky that you were had the opportunity to meet with him at, when you had those problems, and that the timing worked out.
That was the lucky part.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, of course, everything was aligning because
Yeah,
right now
exactly.
I'm running this business,
Right.
financial education and investment education, and I really
Right.
love it, you know.
Yeah.
And this is basically the business of my dreams.
Right.
And if I
And the,
didn't have all that problems
right,
at
you
that
wouldn't be
time,
where you are
I would
today.
never be here
Right. So I
today.
want to highlight that for the listener because it's easy when you're in the thick of it, when you're going through really hard times, when you're going through struggles, which we all do on some in some version or some level, you know. It's very easy to think this is all bad, this is terrible, this
Yeah, this
storm
is
is
the
going to
end and
last
so
forever.
on.
Yeah, there's nothing good that's going to come out of this. This is, and you said you were depressed
But
yourself.
every problem is also an opportunity.
Yes,
And
exactly.
whenever
So,
you have a problem in your life, you can always think, okay, what kind of opportunity is this? What can I
right.
learn from this? What can I do
Right.
based on this?
And
And
it's
so
very
on.
hard
So
to
you
do
can,
that in the moment, but that's why we have this
yeah.
show is and it's because you've had the chance to look back on that and now see, okay, it wasn't all terrible in the grand scheme of things, it's actually turned out a lot better. So, but specifically, what did you do, you know, in this you said you invested in yourself to
Yeah.
learn, you know, about investing and to take ownership of your financial and investing situation. So what did you do specifically, and what can the listener do practically
Yeah.
today that could help them, you know, right now be a better investor?
So I did three things.
Okay.
First, I started to read books about investing and personal finance. So this was the first thing that I did. Then I started to go to a lot of workshops and seminars on
Okay.
this topic. And the third thing, I started to talk with financial industry insiders
Okay.
and do interviews with them and go to dinner or lunch with them and so on. So I started to learn all there is to know about investing, and that was the turning point for me
Okay.
because I learned that I was making a lot of mistakes when I trusted these financial advisors, and that investing is very simple in the end. It's the financial industry that works hard to make it complex because they earn a lot of money through complexity. And if you simplify investing, if you just keep your fees low, if you invest in good long-term products, then everything is easy, simple and easy. And sometimes you also need to go against the herd. When everybody's doing something, you need to take the other
Yeah.
side.
Sure.
And yeah, all this is very easy, but of course, you need to learn all that
You got to
first.
get
And
educated first. It doesn't mean you should just jump in blind. So, would you say no one should ever use a financial advisor? They should never trust their money with any financial advisor?
Well, not all financial advisors are bad,
Okay.
but you know, a lot of them are. A lot
Okay.
of them
Yeah.
have when investing, a lot of financial advisors have diff don't have the same interests as you at heart.
Right.
They want to make as much money as possible through commissions and fees, and you want to have great returns. And
Right.
this doesn't align. This is not compatible. So you need to, if you are using financial advisors, you need to really know what you are paying for their services and
Right.
how much this how much money does this account for in the long run. Because for example, if somebody says to you, if a financial advisor says to you, oh, I only charge a small 1% management fee, okay, 1% annual management fee,
Yeah,
it
doesn't
sounds
sound like a
small for
lot.
you. You know, it
Right.
sounds nothing, you know,
Right.
but over the long run, this can destroy your pension pot. This can drive your returns to the ground. And this is something that people are not aware of. The long-term compounding effect of these small fees. I can give you a couple of
Yeah,
examples if
sure. Let's
we have some
the
time.
give us one.
So, for example, if you pay a 1% management fee to your financial advisor or a fund, this may sound small, but it's not just this fee that you lose. You also lose all the growth that money could have made for you over time. So, if your portfolio, for example, is now worth $100,000, a 1% fee means you pay $1,000 in the first year. And that 1,000 is not only gone, but it's no longer growing for you. So, if the market grows by, for example, 8% per year, that 1,000 could have turned into more than 10,000 over 30 years. And that's just from 1 year of fees. So, if you account all these fees over, let's say, 30-year span, the total cost is over 120,000 in lost growth, and that's more than your current portfolio value. So, this is the real effect of these fees. It's
Long
not
term.
just 1%, but it's much, much, much more because you have this compounding effect that is working against you in this time, in this case.
So just and let's assume I get educated, right? Say I take the next month or two and I spend tons of time getting educated, and now I'm educated. Doesn't it still require a lot of time for me to do what the financial advisor was doing for me?
No, not really. Because, for example, the simplest strategy for passive investing is simply to invest in a simple low-cost ETF. This is an exchange-traded fund. This is basically you invest at one time, you invest in, let's say, 1,000 stocks or 500 stocks. Basically, you invest in S&P 500 with one single investor. And you just add to this fund over time. And this fund has almost zero fees. It has less than 0.1% annual fee. Sometimes these funds can have 0.03 percent fee. That is almost nothing. So you are just investing in the lowest fee vehicle or product, and you don't care about any advisor and so on. Because statistically speaking, ETFs over a long period of time outperform like 95 to 99% of all the experts.
Yeah, I've heard
So,
it. I've heard at least.
including Warren Buffett. For example, my wife, I was just comparing the results of my wife's portfolio because she is only investing in two ETFs, in a global one and a technology ETF. And in the last 2 decades, she is outperforming Warren Buffett by a huge margin. Because, Warren Buffett missed the train on technology stocks. He of course, when you get older, you become more conservative. And that, of course, drags the returns down.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's very simple to just invest in a simple ETF for the long run, and you don't care about anything,
So, and I do want to get back to your story as well and see how the what kind of growth you were able to experience financially and business-wise. But so do you advise or recommend, people invest primarily in stocks, or do you also invest in other asset classes? How do you evaluate asset classes, or is this conversation is your focus really about the stock market?
This is a very good question. Of course, in my portfolio and in my model portfolio that I have for my members, we invest most of our money goes towards stocks. Okay, stocks are the biggest part of the portfolio, of course. Then we have a bit in precious metals, but just for safety. Okay, precious metals went up a lot, especially gold went
That's
up a
true.
lot
Yes.
in the last years.
Silver for sure, right? People are selling
But
their silver now.
we never invested in gold or silver in order to get great returns. We only invested for safety because this is just a safety play. And of course, if you have some great returns, you are
That's
happy
the
with them and perfect. But you don't invest in gold in order to get great returns because, statistically speaking, over the long run, the stock market will very, very likely outperform precious metals. Then we also invest in Bitcoin and maybe some other cryptos, but a smaller part of the portfolio. But we don't do that for the long run, but we take advantage of these Bitcoin cycles. And we were very happy that in this cycle we were entering Bitcoin. We were buying Bitcoin when it was from 16,200 to 55,000. And then we sold Bitcoin when it was 120,000, 106,000, and 96,000.
Because it's
So in three
getting
parts.
crushed now, right? It's really getting
Yeah, now it's
hammered.
getting crushed. And I just yesterday I received, I also published this on social media, a thank you email from one of my members. She's called Didi, and she said, "Wow, I'm so grateful that we exited crypto a while ago already in November 2025, because now all my friends are basically
They're distraught.
devastated because they lost so much money, and we exited at the top, you know." So with crypto, you need to be we are long-term investors, but long-term in crypto means a couple of years, not a couple of decades.
So you do need to be a little bit more active with the crypto part of the portfolio, it
Yeah,
sounds like.
a bit. So for example, I was buying Bitcoin in 2022, 2023. Then we stopped and we exited at the end of 2025 and the beginning of 2026. And
So
then maybe some new opportunities will pop up maybe in the end of this year. We will see, you know, we will see what market gives us. But Bitcoin will not go away. Bitcoin is an amazing asset class. It's still young. It's like a teenager jumping up and down. It's very unpredictable right now. It's a newer version of gold. It's a digital gold in the making. I need to emphasize this, in the making. It's not there yet. It's not a store of value yet. It's not a protection against bad things happening in the world yet, but very likely in 5 to 10 year period, it will become something like
Well,
this.
I have a couple of teenagers, and I can relate to the experiencing the chaos and the ups and downs, and like almost asking yourself, what have I done?
True.
And
In
then realizing, and then
crypto,
seeing, to be honest, and then seeing incredible growth spurts as well, where all of a sudden they move toward being more of an adult, and it's like, whoa, this is amazing. And I didn't couldn't always predict when that
Yeah,
was going to
in crypto, you need to be very good at going against the herd. Let me give you an example. November 2022, Bitcoin went from 66,000 in 2021 to 16,000 in November 2022. So that was like 77% drop.
It's huge.
At that time, nobody wanted to buy Bitcoin. Everybody was saying Bitcoin is going to zero. And Jim Cramer on CNBC, the famous TV host, he had a show and he said, "Get out of crypto while you can." And just one day later, because I saw that show, one day later, I issued a buy signal for all my members. I said, "I'm buying Bitcoin now." I don't know if this is the bottom, but I'm buying Bitcoin now because I am good at going against the herd. And when I see a panic like this in the market, in a good asset, in an asset that has long term a great perspective in the long run, I will go against the herd. Or maybe the other example, silver. Silver went up 600% from the bear market low, and it went to 120. And at 112, I posted on social media, "I don't think now it's a good time to buy silver. You are a bit too late. Don't buy because of fear of missing out." And just next day, silver went down 35%. So yeah, sometimes I'm good at spotting this moment when there is a total euphoria in the market or total panic in the
What
market.
about, I don't know, maybe difficult not being in the US to invest in like US real estate, or do you invest in real estate, or do you have any thoughts
I
on?
invest in real estate. Yeah, I
Okay.
invest in real estate, but not in the US,
Okay.
because I believe that when investing in real estate, you need to,
Know the
you know,
market.
you need to invest where you can easily travel and where you
Right.
can easily see
Yeah,
the
the
real estate
property.
that you are buying
So
or selling.
how do you invest in real estate?
So right now we are only, so my family, me and my wife, we are investing in residential real estate.
Okay.
We have several apartments
Okay.
in Slovenia and also outside of Slovenia,
Okay.
but only in places where we regularly travel.
Okay. Gotcha. So, I
Yeah,
mean,
so we know the market.
yeah.
We know where good places are and so on.
Okay, so do you do
So
that?
it's not like that we are professional investors in real estate.
Right.
Far from it. This is not like my specialty.
Yeah.
But in the last years, we diversified our portfolio also
Yeah.
into real
So
estate.
you do
Yeah.
think real estate can have a place in an
Yeah.
investment
Sure.
portfolio?
Yeah,
Got
it's a very safe
it.
asset class.
Right. I
It will
agree.
not go up or down 50%
Yeah, no.
overnight like
I mean, and
Bitcoin.
that's, I run a mortgage note fund, for example, and we buy first lien mortgage notes, and the collateral is the real estate. And it's not to say that you can't lose money with mortgage notes, because you can, but we're not going to compete with a crypto fund on the potential upside. There's just no
Yeah, sure.
chance of it, right?
Yeah, but
But
also we don't have such
no, I
downside
mean,
like this.
honestly, if the properties,
Because I
yeah,
was just
the
watching Tommy Lee, a very famous
okay.
investor. He's now down like 8 billion on his
Wow.
Ethereum position. That's
Wow.
crazy. You
That
know, it's
is
one of
insane.
the
Right.
top five documented biggest losses, you know, in
Wow.
investing history or something. If he
Yeah.
sold today, now maybe Ethereum will go up, you know,
Right,
and
right.
in a couple of years it will be higher, but I don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't like to be in his shoes.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I'm not, I still have, I'm not like, I'm very pro real estate investing, but I certainly have, I have money in stocks and bonds as well, but and every situation is different. Like we've touched on, every personal finance is personal, right?
Yeah.
But I don't really, if the collateral drops, by 10% in our case, it really doesn't affect anything as far as the actual investment that we're in, the asset class, because we're buying the debt. But so you, and it sounds like you're open to, other asset classes, and as
Yeah,
time,
sure.
and as you get older, move toward quote unquote retirement, maybe shifting your portfolio to be more
Yeah,
conservative and
you
that
need
kind
to
of thing.
shift a bit, yeah, to be
Yeah.
more a bit conservative, yeah, sure.
Okay, so what else, besides, not entrusting your money and in your investing with a financial expert, what else would you say that's controversial as far as your own take on investing?
Yeah, after that experience that I had in the start of my investing career,
Yeah.
I never trade like day trading or swing trading.
Yeah.
This can be very dangerous, and
Sure.
only the financial industry is winning this short-term trading game.
Gotcha.
So I stay away from short-term trading. It's a fool's errand.
I
It's
mean, it's not
worse
really
than casino.
investing anyway, right?
Now that's just speculating on a
Yeah.
short-term price movements, and
Right.
very, very few investors or traders can do that consistently.
Sure.
Profit
Profitably.
can be profitable consistently.
Right, right.
Most investors, like 99% of investors who are doing that, they lose their money.
Right. And then they stop doing it because they have no money to invest.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
let's go back to your story, and as we move toward the end of the show, and some rapid fire questions, and I do have some other questions for you, but what type of financial abundance did you experience once you got educated and started to take ownership of your own situation? If you can be as specific as you want, obviously,
Yeah,
but how did your
maybe.
life change, after that?
Yeah, it changed a lot. It changed a lot because right now, with my family, we love to travel. We go to different exotic places like in the Caribbean, in the Indian Ocean, and so on. So we can travel a lot. We can stay at great hotels. This is something that I never dreamt that I will
Right.
achieve, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it happened. So it's small things in life, you know, small
Sure.
things that you don't need to worry about. Okay, what kind of hotel can we afford? You know, we are going to a good hotel.
Right. So you're not saying, you're
You
not
don't
giving
need to
your,
worry about these things, you know, that's super
right.
important.
You're not telling your kids the same thing that your father told you. It sounds like that we cannot afford it, you know. Which I, you know, I think he probably had good reason to have that mindset, you know.
Yeah, it was there were different times
Right.
also, you know, like I said, at that time Slovenia was still just getting out of the communist bloc,
Right.
gained independence
Right.
in 1991. So it was, you know,
It makes more
different
sense.
times, and
Makes sense in the
yeah,
context. Right.
there were no opportunities for people here
Right.
to really build wealth.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Got it. All right. Are you ready for some rapid fire questions?
Yeah, sure.
All
Go
right.
ahead.
What's one thing that people misunderstand about you? This one's a little tough, but what's something that people misunderstand about you?
A funny thing. Sometimes people from
Oh, okay.
Slovenia
That's
think
funny.
that I'm American. Yeah, so that's the
That's
sometimes
a
very
good one.
funny for me, you know, because somebody said, but are you from Slovenia? I said, yes, I speak
Right,
Slovene.
right. If you could go back and give your 18-year-old self some advice, what would that be?
Be very conservative when it comes to investing, and
Okay.
be very aggressive when it comes to money making.
Interesting. So money making
So
is where the business
when
side of
it
things.
comes to money making, you need to be aggressive. You need to learn a lot of stuff. You need to take chances. You need to do a lot of things
Yeah.
to basically get lucky. You know, you
Yeah.
need to be very active to get lucky.
Right.
And then when it comes to investing, I was always too aggressive when I was young. And
Gotcha.
I lost a lot of money because I was too
Okay.
aggressive.
Okay.
So
No,
yeah,
that's
you need
good.
to be a bit more conservative.
Yeah, that's really good advice. I never heard it put that way. If you were given $10 million tomorrow, what would you do with it?
No, I already have them, so I would just add them to my portfolio.
Gotcha. So same thing you're already
I would
doing.
invest, yeah, I would invest that money.
What's a challenge that you're facing in your business right now or in your investing career? Just what's one difficulty or challenge that you're facing?
Yeah, good question. Facebook advertising. Facebook is always banning our accounts, even
Yeah.
though we comply with all their guidelines and
Yeah.
so on. But
I never
it's a pain.
understand. Yeah. And then you
It's a
don't,
pain in
there's
the
no
ass.
support from Meta
Yeah,
from
no support, nothing. So
that.
it's terrible. But you
Yeah.
know, the funny thing is that Facebook is the most effective channel for us,
Okay.
you know, for ad to advertise. But unfortunately, we are very limited
Right.
because of that.
I know you have your own book that you put out, $1 Million Decision. I
Yeah.
want to talk about that, but before we get there, what's another book that you could recommend for our listener?
I would say Psychology of Money. I think it's the same author as the book that you mentioned earlier
Yes.
about the art of spending money.
Yeah.
So this is Housel, I think.
Exactly.
Morgan,
Morgan Housel.
yeah,
I may have missed,
Morgan.
I hope I said the title. I may have said the title incorrectly, but you're right. It is the same author,
Yeah,
Psychology of Money and
the listeners can all can go to Google and check it
yeah.
out. But it's the Psychology of Money. It's really an amazing book.
It
Yeah.
is very good. And yeah, he's very good at yeah, it is the art of spending money, but you're right, it's the same investor, Morgan
Yeah,
Housel.
same
Both
author.
very good books. I thought of him again in the book I'm listening to when we were talking about your father, because he says something about all behavior makes sense with enough information. So your father's directive to you made sense with given the context of where the country was and the financial
Yeah, sure.
economic situation. Okay, looking forward, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but for investing, is there anything you're shifting with your own approach or your members' approach over the next, say, couple of years?
Well, we are preparing to take advantage of the bear market in crypto. I
Okay.
think that a lot of money will can be made if you invest when everybody will be depressed, very depressed in the crypto space. Then, of course, new technologies, disruptive technologies. This is a team that I am also investing in, and the stock market in general. I think that it will do fine. I try to stay away from gold and silver now. We invested a lot a couple of years back, but now I think it's a bit too inflated, so I'm staying away. So yeah, that's basically it.
Gotcha. Talk more about your book. Yeah, I mean, just give us an overview and kind of the what the listener might gain from obtaining a copy of your book.
Yeah, it's a very easy to understand book. It's also quite funny because I tried to use some humor, and I tried to make investing a bit more fun.
Nice.
So yeah, I talk about the effect of this small commissions and fees on the long-term returns. I talk about the dangers of short-term trading. I talk about the difference between ETFs and mutual funds. I talk about how to invest for your retirement. So it's a very, very, so it's for someone who is just getting started in the
Okay.
investing world.
Right.
It's a guide that is easy to understand and a bit of humor.
So, before we start to wrap up here, if somebody's, say, I don't know, 25, 30 years old and they've started a 401k, they have a career, and unfortunately the 401k has become, at least in the US, the, what everyone equates to the that's retirement investing is the same thing as a 401k, even though it was never intended to be, the primary vehicle. But what would you say, is one thing they should do? Should they stop investing in their 401k because they're paying high fees, or, what should they
No,
do?
they just need to be careful what products are in their
Gotcha.
401ks.
Okay.
So just check what kind of fees are you paying for different products in your 401k,
Yeah.
and stick to maybe just simple ETFs. So when it comes to the stock market, let's just stick to simple
Right.
low-cost ETFs, and that's it.
Got it. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Awesome. What is one question that you wish I'd asked that I haven't?
That's a good question.
Anything you want to cover before we wrap up?
Best movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, it's Blade Runner. Blade
Oh,
Runner.
okay. Blade Runner,
Yeah,
yeah.
with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, it's a good movie for
It's
sure.
a very good movie about that will become very relevant when robots are mainstream. So where is
Sure.
the diff where is the where is the what differs us from robots? Where is the line, that you need to cross? Yeah,
Right.
these are
Right.
interesting questions.
Well, I really enjoyed this conversation, Robert. I think for me and for the listener, the main, at least for me, the main thing I got, the main takeaway really is for the listener to, and for all of us to take ownership of our own financial situation and take ownership of our investing,
Yeah, don't just
decisions.
blindly trust
Right.
advisors or financial industry Wall
Right.
Streeters. You need to do your own research always.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean you should never take an expert's advice, right? I mean, you're
Yeah,
an
sure.
expert and people are taking your advice really, but But you, that's very different from just blindly handing over your money and hoping for the
Yeah,
best.
and today we have ChatGPT, we have all these AI
Yeah.
tools. So you can always double check things. You
Right.
can always ask ChatGPT or other tools
Yeah.
for opinion. So
Sure.
yeah, it's a different world, and there are a lot
Right.
of tools that can help us in our investing journey.
It is pretty incredible. Well, Robert, thank you for spending your time with us. Where can our listener find you online?
Well, the easiest way is to go to my website. It's my name and surname.com. So robertrolik.com. Very simple and easy. Yeah.
Yeah, and the last name is spelled Rolih, just for the listener who
Yeah.
isn't watching on YouTube. RobertRolla.com. Awesome. Any parting words, Robert?
Yeah, like I said, investing is simple. It's the financial industry that works hard to make it complex. Just remember this, and you will be okay.
Perfect. I love it. Awesome. Well, thank you again for spending your time with us, and thank you to the listener for spending your most valuable resource with us, and that is your time. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
All right, here's the deal. You work hard for your money. Isn't it about time you put your money to work for you? If you are an accredited investor, check out LabradorLending.com. Our Integrity Income Fund provides monthly cash flow from an investment backed by hard physical real estate. Our income fund, which is uncorrelated to publicly traded stocks and bonds, invests in first lien mortgage notes diversified by geography, property value, and borrower type. So you're not investing in one project. You're investing in a diversified portfolio of first lien mortgage notes. Our Integrity Income Fund aims to pay its investors monthly distributions at a preferred rate of return of 8% annually. Possibly the best part, though, the fund showcases a short 12-month commitment. So you can invest your capital today and have access to that capital in 1 year. Check it out today, LabradorLending.com.